her heart hammering, Grace swept her gaze over the books in her closet. Memories assailed her. Julian, the night he'd appeared and offered himself to her. Julian loving her in the shower. Julian comforting her, making her laugh. Julian coming through the top of the elevator to save her, and Julian lying on the bed with the rose as he watched her find her gifts. Selena was right. He was a major keeper, and she never wanted to let him go. It was on the tip of her tongue to tell him, but she caught herself. Now wasn't the time, not when he was in such obvious agony, not when he was vulnerable. He would want to know. Or would he? Grace considered the repercussions of telling him. He didn't like it here in her time. She knew that. He wanted to go home. If she told him how she felt, he might stay, for no other reason. And if he had no reason of his own to stay, he might grow to resent her for keeping him away from all he'd once known, all he'd been. Or worse, what if it didn't work out? As a psychologist, she knew better than anyone all the problems that could crop up in a relationship and destroy it. One of the biggest reasons for breakups was the lack of common ground to build on between two people who share nothing but physical attraction. She and Julian were about as different as two people could ever be. She was a plain 21st-century psychologist, and he was a gorgeous 2nd-century B.C. Macedonian general. Talk about a fish and a bird trying to find a place where they could both live. Two more different people had never been born and forced together. Right now, they were both basking in the newness of the relationship, but they didn't really know each other that well. What if, in a year's time, they weren't really in love? For that matter, what if he changed once the curse was lifted? Julian had told her that he'd been a different man back in Macedonia. What if part of his current charm or his attraction to her was from the curse? According to Cupid, the curse made Julian feel compelled toward her. What if they broke the curse and he became someone else entirely, someone who no longer wanted her? What then? Once he gave up his chance to go home, she was sure he'd never have another one. Grace struggled to breathe as she realized she couldn't even say to him, "Let's try and see what happens." Because once he made his decision, there would be no second chances. Grace swallowed, wishing she could see into the future like Selena did. But then, even Selena was wrong at times. For Julian's sake, Grace couldn't afford to be wrong. No, there would only be one acceptable reason for him to stay. He would have to love her as much as she loved him. And that was about as likely as the sky falling in on her head in the next 10 minutes. Closing her eyes, Grace winced at the truth. He could never be hers. One way or another, she would have to let him go, and it was going to kill her. Julian drew a ragged breath and released the bed. He gave her a tenuous smile. "That hurt," he said. "I can tell." She reached to touch him, but he stepped back from her like a man who is about to come into contact with a snake. Grace dropped her hand. "I'll go fix dinner."